For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Listen, Elliott content is good content no matter where it is, but when it's from Brazil, it's even better.
That's awesome.
It is.
Have you ever seen the movie Brazil?
I haven't.
Good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
What is it about?
You know, that's a good question. But it was one of Robert De Niro's first movies.
Oh, okay.
And it was about a plumber. And
Is he the plumber?
Well, he was the plumber. He was the plumber, but it's a love story. It's an old school movie. You got to watch it. It was really weird, but it was a really good movie.
All right, I'll check this one out. Brazil with Robert De Niro, and we also have Brazil with the Eagles and Packers, and Brazil with Elliott Shore Parks. He's coming up here. Sure, the Elliott Shore Parks call-in is brought to you by Cozy Jewelers, something of the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and Cozy. And one of the big things we're going to discuss with Elliott when he hops on here is, of course, the news this morning that Devin White is not making the trip with the Eagles to Brazil for this game. And that means he's not playing. Nakobe Dean is up. Elliott with us right now, live from Brazil. Elliott, how are we doing today?
What's going on? How you guys doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
We're good, Elliott, but we're talking about this news this morning. So Devin White, ankle issue, not making the trip. But now more is coming out that he wasn't even going to be the middle linebacker anyway. And according to Albert Breer, the Eagles at least thought about the idea of trading him before cutdown day. What do you make everything going on now?
Yeah, so it's a sunny day here in Brazil, but definitely that is bad news for the Eagles that this is happening with Devin White. There's a lot going on there and a lot of thoughts I have. So the first I'd say is, from watching this team every day in training camp, they did not treat Devin White like he was in danger of losing his job. I think he took easily the most snaps of all the linebackers in training camp. Zach Bond was probably second, but after that, it was a significant drop-off between first-team reps between Devin White and Nakobe Dean. So they might have liked what they saw from Nakobe Dean, and I understand that. He had an outstanding camp. He was probably their best linebacker overall. But Devin White took a lot of reps. So, you know, obviously Devin White's not playing on Friday night. Nakobe just hasn't had the amount of reps with that first-team defense that Devin White has.
So now what, Elliott? I mean, because, you know, if it was just an ankle injury, you say, okay, hopefully he's back for week two and you move on. But when you factor in the idea that maybe he was surpassed on the depth chart by Nakobe and then that Breer report that there was some stuff out there they could trade him, do you think his future here now, Devin White, is in jeopardy the next few weeks?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it would be strange to straight up release him. I mean, if you look at their linebacking core, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had an outstanding camp. He's an NFL rookie, and I think it's hard to ask him to play important snaps right away, and frankly unfair to him to ask him to do that for what is supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team. Zach Bond never really played a ton of like stand-up inside linebacker in the NFL. And then obviously Nakobe also has not. So could they potentially release him? I mean, they did sign Oren Burks to the 53-man roster, which I think was an interesting move when you consider how much time he missed. He does have experience. But Devin White has been, you know, kind of promoted and talked about with this team as, you know, a leader, a great signing. So I'm just surprised that this is the path it's going. To me, there was no indication in training camp. So this feels pretty abrupt.
So let's do some reckless speculation like we like to do on this show, Elliott. And I know you're in Brazil right now, but what do you think? You talked about how he took most of the reps during the training camp and everything. What do you think went wrong from your perch out there in Brazil? What do you think happened with this, with Devin White and this team?
So this must just be Vic Fangio doesn't think he played well. That has to be the only explanation for it. I do not think that Howie Roseman, after giving him, I think he got $3.5 million guaranteed, would cut ties and bench him this early on. And I really don't think it can be understated. I mean, you know, he talked about how him, AJ Brown, and Jalen viewed themselves as like real leaders of this team. They have the group chat. They talked about, you know, setting a standard. Like, he was really, you know, throughout camp, viewed and treated as a core player on this team. So, you know, as camp went on, I will say they tried more and more different combinations at linebacker. And, you know, Devin White did not stand out in training camp. I think for better or worse, he didn't stand out. It wasn't like he was getting beat every day in coverage and that stood out. And it wasn't like it was in OTAs where he was having, you know, interceptions and great coverage plays every day. So the only thing I can think is that when the coaches got back to the film room after practices, when Vic Fangio was watching a film, he must have not liked what he saw from Devin White.
Elliot, this makes me wonder, as you say that, how the relationship between Howie Roseman and Vic Fangio is going to go with him. I know he's been here before, and they wanted him to come back. But as I think of this, like a couple days ago, Vic Fangio told Brandon Graham to be ready. He's not in a pitch count. And I just fast forward in my mind to Friday night. It would not shock me if there are moments in that game where Vic trusts Brandon Graham on the field on first and second down more than, let's say, Bryce Huff, who Howie gave $51 million to this offseason. How do you think this is going to play out, Howie and Vic Fangio? Because it feels like Vic's going to play who he wants, but that might not be the vision Howie had when he put the roster together.
Yeah, so I think when you hire Vic Fangio, and Howie knows this, Howie's been in the league for a long time. He has the connections to Vic. He's the one, you know, that was a big part of, you remember, he was here in 2022 to come in and kind of help the coaching staff or at least do extra work for them to prepare for the Super Bowl. So you know what you're getting into with Vic Fangio. And I also think Vic Fangio doesn't come here if he doesn't feel like he'll be able to make those types of decisions. So I understand what you're saying. If you're Howie Roseman, you want Bryce Huff to take those snaps, especially early on in the season. I can see if you get to week 5, 6, 7 and it's just not working, then okay, like you have to prioritize winning. So I think you're correct in saying that. But the thing I don't think you can underestimate is like Howie wants to win. So, you know, if Brandon Graham is playing better than Nolan Smith, I think Howie will internalize that as, man, maybe this was a bad pick. But I don't think Howie wants like worse players out on the field simply because of like draft status. I do believe, just from my time being around Howie, like he does want to win.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here live in Brazil. The Eagles are traveling down today. No Devin White. He's not going to play in this game on Friday night. Elliot, I feel like we haven't spoken to you about one thing in particular, but now it's top of mind with the season starting. We've talked a ton about the Eagles, their strengths, their weaknesses, their strength, you know, their ceiling, their floor. Elliot, how would you handicap the NFC this year and kind of where you have the Eagles entering the season? San Francisco, they've been the team the last few years that has been pretty steady near the top with the Eagles. The Lions last year were pretty close to the Super Bowl. The Packers now. How do you assess the top of the NFC as we enter the season?
So for me, I think there's three teams that are above the rest. And they're in some order, but I'd probably put the Eagles third. I think it's the Lions, the Packers, and the Eagles. I think they have the best combination of upside, proven talent, just talent overall, quarterback, coaching. I think they check almost every box. I think when you look at the Niners, the concern I have is they're coming off losing the Super Bowl. And all last year I said, when you come up losing the Super Bowl, it's really, really, really hard to get back. And history shows that. No team has gotten back in the NFC for, I think, 40 years. So I'm not saying you can just flat out overlook the 49ers, but you kind of can. So I view those top three as the true contenders. And then Dallas, while I don't believe is a Super Bowl contender, they are a thorn in the Eagles' side because they are a consistent double-digit win team. So those, would, to me, would be the four teams.
Ellie, we've been debating today Nick Sirianni and whether or not we're giving him a clean slate, just like forgetting what happened last year and moving forward this year. Where are you on Nick as he enters this season off of, you know, a bunch of playoffs in a row, but obviously what happened at the end of last year? Are you giving him a clean slate?
Yeah, and I, you know, from being around Nick this offseason, I feel like he has given himself a clean slate. I don't think we took into account enough how draining that Super Bowl loss was on him. Just being around him the offseason prior to last year and being around him this offseason, he seems like a completely different person. So I don't feel like from being around Nick, he's carrying the baggage of last season with him anymore. I think that the coaching staff changes, I think he was in support of. I think he feels like, you know, he can focus more on what he wants to focus on now and delegate more to coaches that are more experienced. Now, so that's how I think he feels. In terms of how I feel, I mean, there's no question that last season still matters. If they get off to a 1-4 start, a 1-3 start, like that will be there. We can say it doesn't matter. We can say he has a clean slate, all these things. Let them go 3-out for that first series against the Falcons after losing to the Packers and see how everybody feels. So I think Nick feels a freshness, but there's no question about it that baggage from last year is still there.
All right, Elliot, before we let you go, what's on the docket the rest of the day? And what's like, give us a sense of Brazil today. And what's the best thing you've eaten down there? Paint the picture for us.
Yeah, so, all right, I'll start with today. So there's a bunch of Eagles fans heading up to, I believe it's called Sugarloaf Mountain tonight. It gives you a full view of Rio. So lots of Eagles fans going to be up there. excited to see that, hang out with them, get some good pictures. That'll be a lot of fun. It's definitely it's way sunnier today. It was a little overcast yesterday, so lots of people out on the beach. I'm standing up on a balcony right now overlooking Copacabana Beach, a lot more people out there. And that's just in terms of what I've eaten, honestly, I had a meal yesterday that might be top five I've ever had in my life. It was just like potatoes, some really delicious chicken, some what I would basically describe as cheesy tater tots. So it's been another magnificent.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Spent 24 hours here in Rio, and then tomorrow, head to Sao Paulo to get ready for the game.
It sounds like fun. Elliot, we appreciate it. We'll talk again tomorrow as we set the stage for the season and enjoy the mountaintop tonight. Thank you, Elliot.
Have a good one.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. We'll hit your phone calls coming up next. Bryce Harper, we await the Phillies lineup. It's a 3 o'clock game today. We await the Phillies lineup. Is he in it? I hope he's not. I want him on the IL today. And Nick Sirianni, are you giving them a clean slate? Plus, NFL executives weighed in with their awards predictions for the season. How many Coach of the Year votes did Nick Sirianni get? We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
I like this song a lot. Feels like a good song for a clean slate, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it don't work like that.
It can if you're willing to give a clean slate like Kyle. If you're like me, you're not.
It's a new day, fellas. New season.
It is a new season. And we're looking forward to it. Friday night, Eagles and the Packers. No Devin White, though. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley with you. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. All right. Hugh, why don't you give people a third clue here? You gave people 2.5 clues. But we have a $50 gift card to give away today to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're there tomorrow from 10 to 2 doing our show. It is, if you've never been there before, it's a really cool place. Come down and enjoy the time with us. Have some lunch right there in the waters right behind us. We do the show. Great, great place. We'll be there tomorrow, ChesapeakeInn.com. All right, so today, Hugh, give people the first few clues and give us an extra one here.
The first clue was, this person has a mustache.
Okay.
The second clue was a well-known Delco resident whose birthday is tomorrow.
Wow. So we're getting really narrow on this
one. Okay, now this one's a juicy clue. This person has performed stand-up comedy at least one time in their life. At least once.
All right, so we have a stand-up comedian with a mustache from Delco. All right, there you go. There's
and
your clues.
And his birthday is tomorrow.
And his birthday is tomorrow. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll try to give away this prize to the first person to guess this. NFL executives were polled over at ESPN to predict MVP, top rookies, the awards. All right, you want to go through these here? Let's see what the voters think is going to happen this season. I'm sure you guys could guess pretty easily who got the most votes that's going to win the MVP. Patrick Mahomes got the most votes for MVP. Interestingly enough, Jalen Hurts did not get any votes. Here's who got votes. Also receiving vote section for MVP. Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa. The Tua one surprises me.
Wait a minute, what now?
So the most votes went to Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Then they have an also receiving votes section. So Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa. That's interesting to me.
Also, Lamar and Rodgers each got multiple votes.
Tua Tagovailoa. So they really think Tua Tagovailoa, that dude.
Well, they think he's going to put up numbers, I guess, and win a lot of games. Defensive Player of the Year votes. The most votes went to your guy, Hugh, Micah Parsons.
Micah.
Let's go down to the Coach of the Year, as we discussed, Nick Sirianni, and the idea of wiping the slate clean. The Coach of the Year preseason is voted on by coaches and executives. DeMeco Ryans from the Houston Texans.
I can see that.
All right. Now, the also receiving vote section. Here are the names that got votes that could be the Coach of the Year this year. Matt LaFleur, Green Bay Packers. Shane Steichen, Indianapolis Colts. Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers. Dan Campbell of the Lions. Our guy, Doug Peterson, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers?
Yes. Well, if he turns them around, he certainly could get votes.
Yeah, but I just found that kind of interesting. I mean, no, not hating no Jim.
Yeah, I think he's a great coach.
No, he is. I just, first year back in, I guess they just figure he's going to pick up where he left off.
Yeah, I think it's going to take him a little time. But we'll see. Doug Peterson, Brian Callahan, Tennessee Titans. He's their new coach. He came from the Bengals. And Dan Quinn, Washington Commanders. Which means no Nick Sirianni for Coach of the Year votes. Your reaction to the Dan Quinn and Brian Callahan?
I think it's the newness. It's the newness.
Well, that sometimes is how you win Coach of the Year, right? You're a first-year coach.
You turn it around. You're new. But that Dan Quinn one, though, man, I'm here to tell you, man. I just, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And you know what? Maybe it's because, you know, I'm a little biased because he did get in his feelings when we asked him about his job that one time.
We need to find that audio of Hugh in Atlanta asking Dan Quinn about his job and Dan and his feelings. I need that.
He was like, I asked him. I just asked him. I said, job. And you know what the mad part, the crazy part about it was before I asked the question, I asked, could I ask the question?
So this was when things were going towards the end?
Yeah, this was when they had just got beat down by Dallas. So it was like, I never forget it, right? So we're like, you know, same as it is here. We had a relationship with the Falcons. And I remember saying, you know, we was like, we cannot not ask the question. And he was cool with the question until I asked it. And you know how it is. They say, well, Hugh, you got to ask the question because, you know, he's cool with you. And, you know, you used to play the game. And so I swear to you, I asked it in a way where I thought it was real respectful. I mean, you know, it's real tough to ask somebody about their job. But at the same time, I thought I was being respectful. And he got real quiet, and he was like, he said something like, yeah, and he answered it. But then as soon as he got off the phone, he was like mad at me because I asked the question.
So was this the year he did get fired?
Yes.
Oh, so this is 2000.
And that's when Raheem Morris took over as the interim coach.
So they lost to Dallas because they go to 0-2 in 2020.
Yeah.
So you asked him if he was concerned about his job?
Yeah. And he got mad.
I don't think that's – I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now. If the Eagles start off 0-2 or 1-2 and Nick Sirianni is on the morning show, I'm going to – actually, I would probably expect Joe and John to ask him, are you concerned about your job
security? No, he got mad.
Yeah, but he shouldn't get
mad.
So
I got it. You know, so it was like ever since then, it was like we would ask questions after that. He was just real short. It was the wildest thing ever.
So Dan Quinn's not your pick for Coach of the Year this year?
No, I just – because he's a little bit of a what's the word I could say on the radio that will not get me in trouble?
I'm excited to hear it.
Well, if it's, since you're waiting for it, I guess I can't
He's
say
an
it.
Idiot.
A
well,
baby?
No.
Sensitive?
No, that ain't the word I was thinking about. I'm pretty sure if you know me well enough to know what I'm thinking.
Loser?
That I can't say on the air.
He's a fraud.
Nah.
Okay.
It's a little bit stronger than that. A little bit more.
This is a different kind of use clues.
Yeah, it's a little bit more oomph.
Garbage.
Yeah,
nah,
that one's
stronger than that. It's way stronger than garbage.
Okay. All right, we'll keep that in mind.
So yeah, but you know, the people out there know me well enough to know which word I'm thinking about.
They figure this out. They know you by now. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. We do have a Phillies lineup today. It's an early game. 3:07 first pitch out in Toronto. Lineup today does include Bryce Harper, which means they have not put him on the IL yet. Shame on them. But today, I guess this is in response to Castellanos. Castellanos got hit last night. He came out of the game, got hit by a pitch. But we know Nick wants to start all 162, so they found a little workaround today. He's in the lineup, Castellanos, as the DH, which means Schwarber's in the outfield today.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah. So this is a scheduled loss.
No, I just hope he doesn't get hurt again.
No, he's been moving better. But, dude, I still, like, you
he's
talk
been
about.
He's moving great.
Hold up. Running
three
around the bases.
Homers
this is the best
night.
I've ever seen Schwarber move
first
as
of all,
a Philly.
Running around the bases. I am not the only one.
You would get dusted.
Who thinks about him in outfield?
Well,
am I the only one?
He played it once this year and he got hurt doing it.
See, he played. I don't even remember that.
It was in late June.
It was the groin. That was when wasn't that when him and Harper both went on the ice?
Yeah. It was against the Marlins. Yeah, it was in late June at home against the Marlins. They both got hurt that night. So we get Schwarber in the outfield today. Castellanos is DH. Bryce is in the lineup.
He probably like what?
No, I bet Schwarber wants to run out there. He probably misses it. Wouldn't you miss the field if you played it every day?
No, not if I'm crushing the ball like I'm doing at DH and getting paid the same. I wish I could have DH. Is it too late?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little too late.
Hugh, you're 53.
Yeah. But I feel like you know what would hurt me though? The bat speed.
Everything else.
Yeah, that too.
The opposing pitchers?
Like being able to see the ball.
The athletes in their prime? Yeah, they don't hurt you.
This is a guy who refuses to wear his glasses, so I definitely couldn't see a fastball.
Yeah, you need glasses to do that.
Yeah.
By the way, DeCamera's wearing glasses now. I heard about that in the morning show. New look for DeCamera. John Ritchie turned 50 today. We got balloons in here.
This is a relief.
A lot going on at WIP.
You got to shout out to the people that listen to the show because now they're sliding my DMs, giving me the name.
Oh, what you would say?
For Coach.
Are they close?
One of them is close. Okay. Who is this? David, you're close. You're close. You're in the ballpark.
But
that one suffices.
Yeah, let's go to Justin in Glassboro. What's up, Justin?
Joe, I want to know what you had in your Wheaties this morning because these takes are ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Nick Sirianni has the best record of any Eagles coach after three seasons, led him to the two consecutive 11-plus win seasons since 2003, 2004, and you want to fire him after this year?
No, I don't want to fire him. I don't want to fire him. I think he could get fired if he doesn't coach well this year. I'm saying we had a caller that mentioned that if Kellen Moore takes Jalen Hurts to a high level, it'll be very hard to get rid of Kellen Moore, and I agreed with that. That's where the whole conversation that you're talking about came from. I'm not sitting here looking. If I wanted to fire him after last season, not today. We got a season to start tomorrow or the next day.
I don't think you get rid of him even if you have a successful season with Kellen Moore, though. That's the thing, because you're taking away from the culture that he's built here. That's what you're doing. You're fired.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, look, I'm not saying what I'm saying is a slam dunk. I just think the other side isn't a slam dunk either. If Kellen Moore takes Jalen Hurts to a high level offensively, it's very hard to let him walk away. That's really my point. I mean, and as far as his record goes in Sirianni and all that, that doesn't really resonate to me, Justin. It's the roster that Howie's put together more than Sirianni. But
if you had somebody at WIP that had three great years and he has a down year in year four, you're going to get rid of him?
No, probably not.
So it's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, it's not quite that.
Well, is he talking about the performance base and the fact that Coach Kellen Winslow might leave and things of that nature? And are you worried about What did I say?
Kellen Winslow.
Yeah,
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. That was the tight end.
Yeah. Kellen Winslow went off the rails, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where that name came from.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Thanks for catching that, Kyle. But yeah, he was basically saying if Kellen Moore, became a Super Bowl, like if he was the orchestrator for us going to the Super Bowl, would that be an issue? I mean, it would be something that I think would be discussed, though.
Of course, we are in Philadelphia. It would be a big topic. No question about that. Justin, what are you thinking here for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about today?
Michael Keaton.
He's from Delco?
Is he? I don't know that.
I didn't know he was from Delco.
Justin, appreciate it. We could research that one. I feel like I would have known that. I feel like Michael Keaton would have come up before as a potential. Now, sometimes when you look these things up, someone's born somewhere. A lot of famous people are born in random places, but then that's not really where they're like, you know them from. So potentially
he's more Western PA.
Okay.
Coriopolis.
Yeah, that's not Delco.
Allegheny County.
That's not Delco.
Definitively not Delco.
That's way far away from it. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so Nick Sirianni and the whole idea. Again, today's topic is not about Sirianni getting fired. The question is, are you wiping the slate clean for Sirianni as we enter the season? I'm not. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I was. Like, I could try to. But in the back of my mind, what happened last year happened. Hugh, you're at least trying to wipe the slate clean. We'll see. Yeah, I think he's given it a try. He's just
I don't really know about it. It's not as easy
for him to do it.
No, it's like I said. I am. If I see certain things that have happened before, then it's hard to think that this person has changed. Like, listen, he read a book.
I gave him credit. I'm reading the book
and
right
I gave him credit for that.
I think I have it on me.
Because, like,
Joe takes a look into a book.
Let me grab it.
It's no.
But anytime you go to therapy, they tell you that you have to identify what's the problem. Like, you have to be comfortable understanding.
Here's the book. You can take a look at it.
That's too thick for me, Joe. You know, ain't no pictures in this thing, man.
No.
I see you got your bookmark in
there. Oh, I got my bookmark.
And everything. But listen, it's one of those things where you have to identify where you probably fall short at, and you have to work on that every day. It takes 21 days to break a habit. So I feel like he's had enough time to go into this first game. And whatever the outcome is, you got to maintain your composure and not be the guy that you used to be. That's what I'm talking about. If I see him trying to change and not acting a fool, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Do you know what the most ironic part of where my bookmark is?
What's that?
So you know how people were mad earlier that Sirianni said he was going to sleep on the plane?
Yes.
Okay, so the section of the book I'm in right now, and this is the book Sirianni read, The Pessimistic Mind. He read it this offseason. The author sent me this last week, and I started reading it here. So Sirianni said yesterday he might sleep on the plane ride down, right, to Brazil, mm-hmm. and that bothered a lot of people because why isn't the head coach more prepared and getting ready for the show or the game on Friday? So I'm going to read you just one quick excerpt from the book, and this is the page I'm on right now. Quote, finally, each day, allocate your time into 10 separate blocks to help you achieve your weekly goals. This is the execution which ensures that how you invest your time is synthesized your medium and long-term goals. The 10 blocks are, you know what number one is?
What's that? Sleep.
Sleep. The number one factor to achieve your new goals. That's, I mean, literally the page I'm on. Sleep, number one.
So he's adhering to the goals to be.
I think it might be because of the book.
Take that, everybody.
Okay.
Let the man sleep on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to follow along to what he read this offseason. Let him be. All right, Brian Baldinger was on the morning show recently. Here's what he said about Nick Sirianni. Is he a believer? Here's Baldy.
Are you as big a believer in Nick Sirianni as you are in Jalen Hurts?
I am. And then here's why. I mean, first of all, there's no other team in this league that has started 8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years. Now, you could debate all you want down the stretch. There's nobody that's come close to starting off the way the Eagles are starting. You could say it's a schedule. That's fine.
You could say it's Howie Roseman picking the guys who are that good.
Howie's been amazing.
Yeah.
But 8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years to start the season. He's getting the team ready to play. I mean, you can argue a bunch of things and all the things that were written this off season about the relationship and that. The guy went out and fixed the coaching staff. They weren't being developed on a defensive line. He went out and got two better coordinators than they ever had last year. And so, I mean, I think he's helped do.
And that was Nick.
Well, I think he had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The John Ritchie pushback is
that
my favorite.
That
was
very aggressive by John.
Yeah, you could also say it's Howie.
It's his birthday. It's his birthday.
I mean, you can't criticize Jen on his birthday. I mean, also, no, I agree with him. The reason they won so many games last year is more because of Howie.
He's giving Howie his props, man. He's giving Howie his props. But I think that you know, we've diminished Coach Sirianni to what have you do? No. What do you do?
The Eagles have diminished Coach Sirianni, not us. They took away all his power with the play calling.
Like, what does it do exactly? Why are you here? Why are you here? What are you doing?
I do think for Sirianni, it's almost a no-win situation. If he wins, he's supposed to win.
Yeah.
If he loses, he gets fired. If he wins and the offense looks good, the Kellen Moore thing becomes a big conversation. I mean, it's just.
But that's what you kind of signed up for.
Well, he did. No, you're right about that.
You know, and you put yourself in a situation when everything happened the way that it did, and the optics of the situation when, you know, it took them a couple weeks to make a decision and everything, it kind of looked like you were neutered a little bit.
I called it a soft firing. You call it a neutering. It's similar.
Well, it was like I couldn't think of the eloquent word that you used, soft firing. Neutering was the
neutering
first thing.
Neutering is a strong word.
That was the first thing that jumped in my mind. Is it too late to pull that one back?
No.
Okay, I don't mean. He didn't get neutered. He just.
That's it.
He got reprimanded.
I think it's tame. We've said neutered before.
He said his head. Got his hands. Oh yeah! Shout out to my man John McCarthy. He got the word. He got the word.
The exact word you were thinking about, Dan Quinn.
The exact word.
All right, I gotta find this out on the break. Terrence at Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, what's Terrence. On, what's up, buddy?
Man, is y'all ready? You got football tomorrow, man. The time is here.
Oh, we're back. This is our last football free day until like February. We're back now, Terrence.
And I got a couple of parlays I put in, you know, for the game tomorrow and the game Friday. I actually got A.J. Brown and Saquon for an anytime touchdown, so hopefully they come through.
Oh, I like that one. What are you thinking? I'm thinking Chiefs tomorrow. Is that the side you're on?
I'm leaning towards the Chiefs because the last couple of years they lost the first game at home
So I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Mahomes is not losing another home game to start the season. I'm with you on that. All right, what are you thinking on today, Terrence? Harper should be on the IL, Terrence.
I absolutely believe he should be on the IL. And after seeing him, you can see him grimace, man. And it makes no sense for him to keep playing. Like, if you're in pain, it's going to affect your mental. It's going to affect your swing and everything. And we know how violently Bryce Harper already swings. So Harper and Harper need to sit down. They need to figure this out. As good as the slate has been playing right now, we could use Harper sitting out a couple games. Like, he could take some rest, man, put him on a 10-day IL, whatever you got to do. Because Cody Clemens, these guys have been playing good ball, and they've been hitting. See, I heard another caller say it earlier. They've been seeing the ball and hitting the ball and having good approaches at the plate. So I feel like Harper can use this time because we need him for this World Series run at all costs. As for the Eagles, man, we got to wipe the slate clean. We got to. Based on what Sirianni had did the last couple of years, I know last year was an epic collapse. But that wasn't just on Sirianni. That was on everybody. The offense coordinator, the defense coordinator. It was on everybody, the team, the players. It was on everybody. Like the interview you were listening to earlier, he hasn't got these guys ready to play the last couple of years to come out for fantastic starts. So Sirianni has to get the benefit of the doubt. This year, if he has a rough start, if these guys finish horrible, then we can go and get on Sirianni. But it's a new season. It's a new slate. Let's get this guy a clean slate.
Terrence, I think the hot start to the season is critical for him. If he gets off to one, yeah, then we'll stop talking about all the other stuff and the concern about him. It's major for him and this team. All right, Terrence, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, who's he talking about today?
Oh, man, this was a tough one, man. The only September 5th birthday I could think about was, like, Jesse James. That's it.
Jesse James. Hugh, is that it?
Jesse James.
Yeah.
His birthday tomorrow?
I guess.
Oh, no, I wasn't him.
Okay, not him, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9845. I would argue no team in the NFL, no person in the NFL needs a better start, Hugh, than Nick Sirianni.
Yes, it's you hate to say it's a must-win at the beginning of the season, but, boy, I tell you, and I am not looking ahead, but I can because I'm an analyst. I'm not a player. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Falcons, even though they got the Pittsburgh Steelers, they feel like they win. They feel really good about the team that they have down there.
I've started to see some predictions, you know, because this is the week to roll out all those predictions.
Yeah.
I've seen some that have the Falcons as one of the top seeds in the NFC. Not just but really good.
Yeah, they the Falcons, because I had friends of mine months ago asking me, yo, what do you think about that game against the Eagles? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like we go to Brazil. Y'all go to Pittsburgh, or they come to. They,
I think the game's in Atlanta.
Well, yeah. whatever it is, but yeah. You got Pittsburgh. So why are you overlooking them? They feel like they got that game. They feel like that game's in the bag, and they feel like, you know, they're looking ahead. And if they can get off and they can beat us, that's going to get their season going.
Well, that would put them on the map, right?
Yeah.
If they beat the Steelers and Eagles the first 2 weeks. I just look at the first month of the season. This is where the Eagles need to rack up a bunch. The beginning of the season and the end of the season feels like the spots for the Eagles to rack their wins up. This first month and then the last month. The middle is difficult. The middle has the Bengals. The middle has the Ravens. The middle has the Cowboys and the Rams. Like, that's where the challenging games are. You know, the first month of the season, when you have the Saints on the schedule and you have the Bucs on the schedule, and we're just talking about the Falcons potentially being good, but they're not like, they're not the 49ers. You know, the Eagles got to win, I would say bare minimum two, but I think the expectation should be more like three of these first four games. And that puts the pressure on Sirianni. If they get off to a 3-1 start here, we're not talking about hot seat stuff. We're talking about playoffs. If they're anything less than 3-1, you know what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be tough around
that
these
slate
parts.
Is no longer clean. Maybe it is for Kyle.
Yeah, we're going to have a rough couple weeks, man.
Well, that's good. Yeah, people are going to bring up
one
the past.
Of those, it's one of those things where shows like that, they kind of take life of their own.
Always.
You ain't got to do a whole lot.
Well, people are yelling about him sleeping on the plane today.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't got to do a whole lot. Just let him do what they do.
215-592-9494. Are you giving Nick Sirianni a clean slate as we start the 2024 season? Your reaction to Philly's letting Harper fight through this instead of putting him on the IL? He's in the lineup today. I think he should be on the injured list. Obviously, the big night last night by Kyle Schwarber was huge in the Phillies' comeback win. And your guess for Hughes Clues, a tough one today. We'll hit your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are you giving Nick Sirianni a clean slate going into this season? 59% yes. A full clean slate like Kyle Quinn. 41% no, like me. And then there's Hugh here who's giving him a clean slate till Friday night. The first sign of a mistake.
Hey, soon as this thing go off the rails, I'll be like, I knew it was all a joke. We were living in a fool's paradise.
You know who you are? You're the guy as the guy walks in the room. I believe in you. I believe in you. And as soon as one thing goes bad, I knew you sucked.
But ain't that how every fan is, though? I mean, ain't that how we are as fans?
Yeah, but Kyle's making a pledge to give him a clean slate. That's stronger.
Out of all the people that are sitting here, you believe him? You believe he's going to give anybody a clean slate?
Fully.
He's the first one that goes off the rails when it goes bad.
I fully believe
Kyle. Why am
I
talking about Kyle like he's not sitting right there looking at me?
I fully believe him. Just like you should.
I don't believe Kyle.
You should fully believe me that I'm not giving any darn clean slates to anybody around here.
Man, y'all flip-flop every day. So that's what's going to happen. You flip-flop every day.
But you're planning your flip-flop.
No, that's the difference. You know what the difference is between me and you? Is I'm being honest.
I'm not giving a clean slate.
You know what you'll sit here and do? Hey, Fields can go all the way. Hey, Trey Turner needs to get that money back.
He does.
Hey.
Why?
Nick Castellanos needs to go away for a little while. Hey, Nick Castellanos needs an apology.
Did you apologize yet?
No, okay. Still not. He didn't do his job last night.
I'm not going to apologize for having my own opinion every single day, and then we wake up until we see what happens. But you're planning your flip-flop.
No, I'm just being...
What's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Friday night pregame, Hugh was all eagled up. By halftime, Sirianni's fault.
All depends on how it goes,
Joe.
I know. It just all depends. Like, this story hasn't been written yet, so I reserve the right.
But we have written the first few lines of this thing.
Because
we're coming off of last year, and that's the beginning of this year. All right. The other one today, should the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the injury list, which they have not done. They have a game today. He's in the lineup. 70%, so we even more agree on this, that yes, they should put him on the IL. We agreed on that.
Yeah, because he hurt.
He doesn't look right.
He hurt.
Why do you think they're not? Because it's obvious, right?
He probably doesn't want to go.
Well, that's not acceptable.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's probably the reason. You know, when you think about it, like, the only reason, if you know you drop the bat and you look uncomfortable, where who was it talking about it
Ruben,
last night?
Ruben
Amaro was talking about it last night. Come on, man, get out the lineup. You've proven everything that you need to prove. We need you healthy.
And I could see, you know, if the lead in the division was two or three games, he would feel like they need me to get to the finish line. They opened up a big lead here. That winning 3 out of 4 this weekend against the Braves really was the nail in the coffin. And
yeah,
we'll get to the magic number coming up. But I think they need to be smart about it. He needs to be smart about it. And they need to give him a break here, because I need him hitting for power in October. And that power right now has been vaporized. Drew in Philly. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Drew. What's up, pal?
Hey, I'm giving Sirianni a clean slate for the year, but we can't forget the past. I mean, we fired Doug P. after he won a Super Bowl.
That's right. Drew, I like the way you're saying it. Like, yeah, you can feel like you want to be optimistic and turn the page, but I can't forget what happened last year. We watched it.
Yeah, in the sports world, what you did 3 years ago doesn't keep your job today.
It's really, what have you done for me today? Forget yesterday. It's like, what are you going to do tomorrow? That's really it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I just wanted to know, what's up with all this Delco stuff? Every time I'm on vacation, the Delco people say they're from Philly anyway.
Mm. So you're saying they're like frauds?
Wait a minute.
Little false pride.
Wow. Okay.
I think the person that I was talking about, I think he is from Delco.
Yeah, the person for Hugh's Clues today is definitely from Delco. I think it was just a way to describe it. You have a guess for us, Drew? Who are we talking about?
I don't know if this was said yet. Is it Shane Gillis?
It's not Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis does have a mustache. And Drew, we appreciate the phone call.
Is he from Delco?
I don't think he's from Delco. He's local-ish. He goes to games. I've seen him, you know, photographed at games. But he's not the answer today either way. But that wasn't a bad guess. He's got the mustache. He's got
fame. He's good. So he's from Mechanicsburg.
Yeah.
But stand-up comedy, mustache.
Yeah.
You know,
he
did stand-up comedy too?
Oh, he is a stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, he's quite funny. I'm a fan.
Yeah, oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, let's grab Jay in West Philly here. What's up, Jay?
Oh, what's going on today?
How we doing, Jay?
What's up, you?
What's up, Jay?
Good, man. What's the matter, you?
Nothing. I just, you know, every time you call, dog, I just look at my partner, and he just.
I'm excited to talk to
you. We just waiting for the other
shoe. Shake your hand, Joe. Can't nobody see you on TV? Now you want to shake your hand when I call?
What do you mean? I said hi.
I'm just saying it was. It wasn't so much a handshake. It was just a.
He did something. You reacted.
He do nothing, man.
Go ahead, buddy.
What's going on, Jay? How you doing, man?
Look, we definitely giving Sirianni a clean slate, man.
Boy.
Look.
I always knew I liked you, Jay.
How we like the Wizard of Oz? He hide behind everything. Everybody know Howie the real coach. How we run everything. Everybody else is just front men.
Jay, I don't disagree with you on this one.
I'll take it back then.
You can't take it back now.
I'll take it back.
You finally said something smart.
I'm taking it back.
Just go with it. We're on the same page.
That was just like Bryce Harper. That was pandering. I was pandering just like Bryce.
Well, speaking of Bryce, should they put him on the IL?
I don't know. Look, he's struggling, and now all of a sudden he hurt, huh?
Well, he says he's hurt.
Shaking hands and all that stuff. Damn, my hand hurt.
Are you saying you don't think he's really hurt?
No, he ain't hurt.
Oh boy,
he get away with anything in this city.
We're faking injuries.
Maybe he don't take care of his body. Maybe he's not mature enough.
Nah, I don't think that's it.
Hey, I think he's doing the Embiid thing.
Maybe he's not mature enough.
I caught that, Jay.
His game serious.
Mm.
He's not a champion.
It's probably the same reason Jalen Hurts was injured last year.
They're all faking their injuries.
That was a knee. You can see he got hurt.
Oh, that's okay.
You can't see Bryce's his injury when he drops the bat?
He's pandering. Oh, yeah, he dropped the bat because he struck out.
You don't think he's hurt?
No, I don't think he hurt. He's pandering because he struck.
How about the no home run since August 10th? Is that it's all for the prestige of this? It's like a magic trick?
Hey, maybe his shipment didn't get in.
It's a lie. That actually was a pretty good one. All right, Jay, you had a guess for us?
No, I can't think of the comedians from Delco.
It's a tough one today.
Jay, we appreciate it. That was the most cordial Jay and I were to each other.
That was. It was pretty good.
Well, because he said something smart. He agreed with me.
It was kind of tame today.
Actually, I agreed with him.
There were veiled shots.
He took veiled shots at Harper.
Which I can appreciate.
So... I actually think this might end up being the toughest Hughes clues. Now, the more I think about it and the guesses come in, because usually there's, like, these are good guesses, but I have to be honest with everyone, you're not close. Like, when you say Shane Gillis and you say Michael Keaton, you're not even in the ballpark.
No.
And that's what makes this one hard. Hugh, people are going to be mad at you when this is over.
They are. Should I help them out a little bit?
Well, so a lot of us, I will say, you know, between the Michael Keatons and the real answer, same union.
Oh, there's another. So now we're on clue like
four, three and a half.
Three and a half? Okay.
Yep. What do you say? Same union.
We're in the same. Yeah. This
SAG
person,
AFTRA.
SAG AFTRA. Mm-hmm.
Same union.
That's right.
This person is in with Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That is. Yeah. I forgot about that.
You could have put that in your clues.
Yeah, I could have. But I didn't think about it.
That's okay. It happens. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. All right, coming up, Philly's magic number, including a big loss in the National League last night that certainly will help the Phillies. We'll hit that. Your phone calls. Well, we got to give away this prize. We got a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're there tomorrow, 10 to 2, doing our show. Come on down. Hang out with us as the NFL season kicks off. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. All right, next hour we'll get to the winner of Hughes Clues today. Your phone calls here, and of course, more on Sirianni. And Bryce Harper in the lineup. I don't think he should be. They should put him on the injured list. He's actually hurt, unlike what Jay thinks there. Something's going on with that wrist and the elbow. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, there are bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also with $5 Philly Standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.